Danny Mac is in for Michelle. I'm Randy, and we head to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. And our friend, the voice of the Blues here on 101 ESPN, Chris Kerber, kind enough to join us as he does on Monday mornings. Morning, sir. How you doing?
Randy, I'm awesome. How are you guys today?
Everything's good. Hey, we kind of touched on this on Friday when you were in for Michelle in talking about the effectiveness over the years of Lou Lamoriello and Barry Trotz. And we've been talking for 10 years about how the NHL is a speed game, but, and not that the Islanders don't have speed, but at the end of the day, if you control the puck and you can smother the opposition, it doesn't matter who the opposition is, you can beat them, as the Islanders showed Tampa yesterday.
Man, when you see that 2-1 score on that game, and then watching it, and you just watch the mistakes that Tampa made, but turning the puck over at the blue line and the Islanders right on top of them, you're going, oh my gosh, like this, it's just Lou Lamoriello has an absolute way to win in the National Hockey League, and it's been proven to be extraordinarily successful for him. It's not the most exciting thing, but if you look at the roster and just go through the rosters, you're looking at the New York Islanders and going, I'm not like, okay, they sure don't have a superstar. Now, Matthew Barzal probably could become this, right? But I'm not even sure that I consider Barzal a star yet. So, I mean, it's just a group of names of hockey players that are really doggone good top to bottom. And you put the coaching that he's got with Barry Trotz, and it's successful. Now, I think John Cooper's going to make some pretty good adjustments. And Vasilevskiy played really well for the most part for Tampa Bay. But that was a heck of a win for the New York Islanders.
Hey, Kerbs, we all want to see the Blues go deep into a playoff run. It would have been great to see that this year, but now they get a normal offseason after so much hockey in the last year and a half. How beneficial do you think it's for this team in particular? Not generally stating it with the league, but with teams that are out, but just with the St. Louis Blues in particular.
Man, I think, Dan, it's going to be important, and it is important for this group. I think when you talk to some guys and you hear from them, there is a level of frustration that you know, this season didn't continue. I mean, it's sort of not, they're not sitting there going, thank goodness it's over. I mean, they're, especially some of the leaders of this team, whether it be Braden Schenn and Ryan O'Reilly and David Perron, like they're ticked off that, you know, that they didn't go deeper. Having said that, the injuries just got to them that they need some time to heal and need some time to get ready. And for whatever reason, and I don't know, obviously not being around the baseball team and the Cardinals much, I don't know how similar this is, but, like we just weren't a good COVID team. I it's trying to put your finger on, like, not playing in front of crowds, the team not being able to hang out and be around each other, which is, you know, a close-knit group that thrived on that. That for whatever reason, with the COVID restrictions, this team just never really found its groove with it.
I would also think, and we travel with the clubs. We're not doing it, obviously, this year. But with the way that it was set up, and I know fans will scoff at this because they say, well, that can't be an excuse. But the travel with what the team dealt with this year, too, going out west as much as they did, that had to have an effect on this team in terms of just trying to get your body ready to play every night. And again, I understand fans don't want to hear that. But, man, just getting back to some normalcy where you're maybe seeing Detroit or going to Chicago, but staying within this time zone, that's big, man. I really believe that. I could be wrong, but that's what I think.
No, there is definitely a part of that is the case. This team felt like they spent a lot of time on the road. They felt like, and keep in mind, and because of that, I guess if there weren't any hiccups, it would have been one thing. But they flew out to Los Angeles to play a game, and L.A. gets snowed in Colorado, and the Blues can't play the game. So they're stuck out there for 48 hours all the way out in L.A. on a game that never happened, that had to be rescheduled. And then you look at from a travel standpoint, just the amount of time they had to travel west. I mean, it's not it's just a 2-hour flight, you know, even, you know, a little bit more coming home from Colorado, but it's more going out there. It was long enough that I think that it actually had a bigger effect on this team, not just from a competitive standpoint. I think it had it from a fatigue standpoint, when it may have been part of one of the reasons you dealt with so many injuries. I think it had a bigger effect on the team than the Blues initially thought it would.
Kerbs, the conference final between Montreal and Vegas starts tonight in Vegas, 8:00 St. Louis time. And I really thought, after the Blues played Colorado, that the winner of the Colorado-Vegas series would win the Stanley Cup. That was before I realized that Carey Price was going to have like a .935 save percentage and allow less than 2 goals a game. Do you give Montreal a chance in this series because of Price?
Well, in a game that sometimes, who was it? Was it Roger Nielsen or somebody that said maybe we should just call this game goalie? I think because of Carey Price, you have it. They absolutely do have a chance. And now the depth of Vegas can really overwhelm them. We'll have to see how that goes. But Carey Price can be an equalizer, and if you get a lucky bounce or something like that, and you take one game or two that you're not supposed to, things change in a hurry. But I do. The one thing about the Montreal Canadiens is they've come together because of Carey Price as a team, and man, have they played terrific through these first two series. And that's the other great thing about this game. Unlike, you can have a superstar in basketball, right? Just one player win you a series and it makes a difference, right? Hockey, the goalie could be like that, but even if the goalie's like that, you've got to have your team going, and they're going. I'm looking forward to seeing this. I still think, Randy, you've got to heavily favor Vegas in this series, but it'd be fun to see if they can make a series of it.
How cool is it to see Patty Maroon doing what he's doing? He's going to go down as one of the great hockey players that ever came out of St. Louis, especially if he wins his third cup.
Absolutely does. And, he played 9 minutes in the game last night, checked out those numbers. And, it's not just him, though, Dan. It's fun to watch Pat do what he's doing. And remember, he gambled on himself. He turned down a 4-year deal with the Edmonton Oilers before he eventually signed with the Blues, right? And there's a chance he could have his third straight Stanley Cup. It's just a spectacular story. But Scotty Mayfield, who's from St. Louis, played for the Islanders yesterday. He had the third most ice time of anybody in that game. And he's in year two, I think, of a 4 or 5 year contract with the Islanders. I mean, and when everybody talks about the Tkachuk guys and Luke Cunning and those guys, that class where you had the five, first-round picks. But Scotty Mayfield, too, along with Pat Maroon, they're just putting together great careers. And there's obviously you're going to have another St. Louis in one of those two guys that's going to move on to a Stanley Cup final after this series.
Yeah, I want Tkachuk here, by the way, Curbs. I'll go on the record with that. And not Keith. Keith is done.
I'm not sure you're alone on that, but I think it's a hell of a thought.
Okay, thank you.
And one other thing, tonight will be kind of old home week for Petro and Edmondson. Petro was Edmondson's mentor. They were paired a lot. Petro loved Eddie and vice versa. So that'll be a fun little matchup to see for the two defensemen for Montreal and Vegas.
Yeah, that one will be fun. It'll be Ryan Reeves coming in on Joel Edmondson, so that'll be a battle too. And, Jake Allen's on the bench there. So we've got two former Blues on each team, and the three of them, obviously except for Reeves, won the Cup. So that's going to be an interesting aspect of that series. But as we talked about on Friday, Alex Pietrangelo picked his game to another level and delivered exactly what Vegas signed him for. He was the best player in that series, in my opinion. I mean, everyone wants to hype up Cale Makar and all this stuff. Well, it wasn't even close to the way that Pietrangelo played. And my goodness, did he stand out in that series.
Isn't it going to be great, Curbs? I'm watching all these games around Major League Baseball, and Wrigley this weekend was packed. I just can't wait to see an Enterprise Center packed, or even getting out to some of these arenas that we're seeing in the playoffs. The crowds in hockey are second to none. And so if you get that back starting opening night next year, it's going to be beautiful.
I don't think, you know what, I think all three of us probably feel this way. I don't think any of us ever took the fans for granted, right? You love the atmosphere in buildings, whether you're packed at Busch on a Tuesday night, or whether it's Enterprise Center on a Saturday night, whatever it may be. I don't believe, none of us took the crowds for granted. Having said that, you have to have even better appreciation for just what the atmosphere of sports is. I'm one guys that, and I hated watching sports without fans in the building. Like, it just wasn't the same experience when you're watching the game or listening. And I'm not talking about just the games that we personally were doing, just in general, and it just felt weird. So to me, it's all about the fans. And I agree with you. I think the Blues are going to do a great job kind of relaunching everything with welcoming fans back. And I know they're already working on plans on how to do that and working hard to get some plans done early. It's going to be fun, but yeah. It'll be a special relaunch, because you're talking at that point in time, nearly 2 years before since you've been able to put just a full building in there. And that's it's a shame, but two, it'll be such a welcome sight.
No doubt.
Curbs, good to hear your voice. Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it. Have a great Father's Day week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, happy Father's Day to both of you guys. I know it's special to both of you guys. Have a great week. We'll talk to you the following week.
All right, thank you, sir. That is the voice of the Blues, Chris Kerber, right here on 101 ESPN.